First of all, please take the time and effort to read this bulletin very carefully, because there is a serious fallacy that is floating around even among traditionals. They're saying that the faith of the people is sufficient to affect the transubstantiation. That is completely erroneous. Only the priest and the priest alone has the power to turn that piece of bread into the body and blood of God. Only the priest, and the priest has to have the right intention as well as the proper matter and form. If any of those three are missing with the priest, it doesn't matter how much the people believe, that piece of bread is still a piece of bread. Today, people in general have the tendency to focus their attention on the wrong things. We focus on the abortion clinics, but we think nothing about the moral problem that got the girl in trouble in the first place. We focus our attention on the guns and the bombs. We don't look at the people who pull the trigger and build the bombs. Why did they do it? We don't look at the root cause of all these problems. Yes, we say and we blame it on society. But what or who is society? You and me, us. And what am I and what are you doing about the problems of society? As traditionalists, we also have the misconception of getting worked up and involved in matters of no consequence, as the little prince says. Man gets so worked up over matters of no consequence. We get hung up on the question, if there indeed is a question, of whether or not there is a pope and such things. That's not why we're here. That's why we're here. We're here because here is where we believe God resides. And it is our faith that allows us to see that and to believe that. It's our faith and the body of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament is our only concern. And please don't take me wrong, but even above this is our own salvation. The Blessed Sacrament is necessary, yes, but if we lose the Blessed Sacrament, we are not thereby damned. We mustn't give up. There is another fallacy going around traditionalists, a very bad one. These so-called miraculous hosts, they're saying that if everybody doesn't have one on an altar in their house, they won't be saved. Even in the sound days of the church, it was very rarely permitted to reserve the Blessed Sacrament in a private house. And there had to be special permission and a special reason for it. It's our faith in God and how we react to it that's going to save our souls, not clutching to this and that, accidental. Now please don't take me wrong. The Blessed Sacrament is absolutely essential. It's why we're here. But for those of us who don't have access to the Blessed Sacrament, through no fault of our own, God's not going to damn us for that. As long as we believe, as long as we keep faith, and as long as we follow the dictates of our conscience, our educated conscience, somewhere back around the turn of the century, in the Northwest Territory of Canada, in the middle of nowhere, there lived a family. The nearest town was 100 miles away by horseback. The nearest priest was the same distance, and he could only make a visit once every 3 or 4 years. The father died young, relatively speaking, and left behind 10 children for the mother to raise by herself. No neighbors. All she had was her catechism and the rosary, her faith and her example. When she died, she left behind 9 Benedictine nuns and 1 priest. My good people, each one of us needs to go home and sit back and take a look at ourselves and see us as others see us and say, or rather ask, what kind of example am I presenting? Am I living my faith? Or am I letting myself be distracted by things that really won't matter when I stand before the judgment seat of God? That's the moment we have to focus on. If we're prepared for that moment, we're prepared for anything. May God bless us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.